And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States is warning Russia that it and its allies would respond forcefully and resolutely to further Russian military aggression against Ukraine. In an interview with VOA in Kiev, Blinken added that the West hopes Moscow would pursue a diplomatic path to resolve the crisis.
But we've equally made clear that if Russia chooses to renew its aggression against Ukraine, we, and not just we, the United States, we, many countries throughout Europe and even some beyond, will respond very forcefully and resolutely.
Earlier at a joint news conference with Ukraine's foreign minister, Blinken said U.S. material assistance deliveries to Ukraine were ongoing, with more scheduled in the coming weeks. The buildup of Russian troops along Ukraine's eastern border has raised concern that Moscow is planning military action against its neighbor. Russia denies it is preparing to invade Ukraine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Wednesday announced the end of COVID-19 measures introduced to curb the rapid spread of the Omicron variant in England as he looks to live with the virus after a peak in cases. Speaking in Parliament, Johnson said the British government plans to loosen the restrictions already in place.
People should now speak to their employers about arrangements for returning to the office. And having looked at the data carefully, the Cabinet concluded that once regulations lapse, the government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anywhere.
The lifting of Plan B measures could help Johnson appease vocal opponents of restrictions in his own caucus following a furor over lockdown gatherings at his office. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The United Nations Secretary General said Wednesday he was delighted to hear there is now a demonstrable effort to make peace in Ethiopia after more than 14 months of war, but he gave no details. Antonio Guterres' statement on Wednesday came after a call with African Union envoy Olusegun Obasanjo following the envoy's latest visit to Addis Ababa and the capital of Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. A new U.S. envoy for the Horn of Africa, Ambassador David Satterfield, is set to meet with Ethiopian officials on Thursday. Ethiopia's war has killed an estimated tens of thousands of people and displaced millions. The United States says some 900,000 people in Tigray, which has been under an Ethiopian government blockade since late June, face famine conditions. Information from the World Health Organization on the coronavirus pandemic is somewhat mixed. AP's Rita Foley has more.
The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases around the world rose by 20% last week. But that means that the Omicron surge is slowing. Last week, scientists said there were early signs here in the U.S. that Omicron-driven outbreaks may have peaked and the cases could soon fall off sharply. But WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has a warning.
Omicron continues to sweep the world. Last week, there were more than 18 million reported cases.
I'm Rita Foley.
After launching a website to make free at-home COVID-19 test kits available to Americans, the White House says that free masks are next. AP's Sagar Magadi has more.
It's a pain in the neck.
The president noted last week everybody's tired of wearing them.
I get it.
But he also wants them to get more masks. His administration says starting next week, Americans can pick up free N95 masks at some pharmacies and community health centers. 400 million will be shipped, the federal government's biggest mask distribution of the pandemic. It comes amid criticism over the supply and cost of the N95 and KN95 masks. The CDC says provide the best protection against the virus. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York Attorney General says her investigators have uncovered evidence that former President Donald Trump's company used fraudulent or misleading valuations of its golf clubs, skyscrapers, and other property to get loans and tax benefits. The Trump Organization issued a statement Wednesday calling the investigation baseless and politically motivated. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.